this week's AL.com. Quick picks? Quick flicks? What is it?
Quick picks.
Quick picks. I am Francesca Scalisi. With me, as always, are Matt Scalisi and Ben Flanagan. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's talk about this week's releases. First, we've got Journey 2, the number 2. Journey the number 2, The Mysterious Island. Matt, is that a see it or skip it?
I did not see Journey 1, which actually I think was called Journey to Center of the Earth. And I don't know which cast members come back from that movie. I guess we'll talk about it on the longer podcast. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. It looks like kind of a good middle school age type movie. Probably not for me and you, Francesca, but I,
speak for yourself.
I don't think it looks bad. I don't think it looks, like unenjoyable for the right audience. I just probably won't see it myself.
Ben, see it or skip it.
I think it's a no-brainer. See it for kids. It looks like a lot of fun, like Matt said, and it's definitely an upgrade when you replace The Rock with Brendan Fraser. Or, I'm sorry, vice versa. Yeah. When you replace Brendan Fraser with The Rock. So I'll say see it for the youngins out there. I think they'll really enjoy it, like Matt said. But for the adults, I'll say skip it.
I'm going to say skip it, everybody in the theater. But maybe watch it on HBO in the middle of the night if you're feeding baby. That's probably my plan on this one. that's when I get most of my like PG movie watching done is in the middle of the night when it doesn't really matter if I doze off in the middle of those movies.
On HBO F.
That's right. That's the one. All right, next up we have Safe House, starring Denzel Washington, everybody's favorite Ryan Reynolds, and Vera Farmiga with her face. I don't know anything about this movie, so Ben, tell me a little bit about it and whether or not it's a see it or skip it.
Well, I'm looking at the IMDb plot line for it right now, so I'll just read that to you.
Good.
A young CIA agent, played by Ryan Reynolds, is tasked with looking after a fugitive in a safe house, played by Denzel Washington.
But when the safe house?
A fugitive in a safe house.
Oh, okay.
Hilarious, Matt. The
preposition is part of the noun, Matt.
Yeah.
But when the safe house is attacked, he finds himself on the run with his charge. So, sounds all thrilling and stuff. And I like the leads. I like Ryan Reynolds, Francesca.
Do you?
Actually. Yeah, I do.
Marry a stupid Canadian face, then.
I'll tell you who I'm not a big fan of, though, is Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't latched onto her yet, but Denzel, of course, is fairly reliable, but I'm getting a little tired of Denzel playing this know-it-all badass who seems to be ahead of everybody else. It seems like he has played that role over and over at this stage in his career, so while he's good at it and his movies are usually particularly engaging, I'd just like to see the guy move on to different territories. So I'll say see it just because it looks good and it probably is fairly entertaining. But
Matt?
I'll be skipping these in the future, trust me.
Right.
I've already reached that point, Ben. To me, you got to do more than just not look bad. And I agree, it doesn't look like it would just inherently be awful, but I feel like I've seen this movie already a dozen times, so I'm going to say skip it.
Yeah, me too.
Not surprised on that one.
Yeah, I'll just skip it. And now, I think I know our unanimous see it for this week. The Vow, starring Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum, based on actual events. She's a girl, he's a guy, they're in love, they get hit by a truck. Oh no, she can't remember she's in love with him, but she is, and he knows it, but she doesn't know it, because she lost her memory. Skip it. Ben, what would you say on this one?
I'll say that you're probably going to watch this all the way through when you're up in the middle of the night feeding a baby, and you're going to feel bad about saying, skip it.
No, I'm not, because it's Nicholas Sparks.
Well, you're gonna, it's
no,
not Nicholas
not
Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks, actually. But it does look like Nicholas Sparks.
It might as well be Nicholas Sparks.
That's
but
right.
I'm going to say see it for all those single gentlemen out there who are looking for a good place to take a date.
I'm gonna say skip it, even though Channing Tatum did a good job on Saturday Night Live last week, and I really like Rachel McAdams a lot. But she every
Too
once
much,
in a while,
frankly.
But Rachel McAdams has a tendency to for every really good movie she does something like this. So,
paying the bills, man, paying the bills.
Yeah, look, I don't begrudge her that, but I would say definitely. Look, I'm already married. I don't need to go to movies like this anymore. So,
you're married to someone awesome who doesn't make you go to movies like this.
That's true.
You're welcome. And lastly, it's a quote new release.
It is taking
Star
up a
Wars
lot of screens.
Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Wait, hasn't this been released like 18 times? It's in 3D! So, what do you think, Matt?
I was really, really excited about this movie in, 1999, whenever that was. And haven't been since. So, putting this out in 3D is not going to make me forget the pain that it caused.
Ben, do you think that Jar Jar will be more or less offensive when he is in three dimensions?
I think in retrospect, way more offensive, because I think people are way more aware of what Jar Jar Binks is and pretty much represents at this point. So I think people are going to be a little more privy to what's happening there. But no, I'll say this is really hard, but for kids out there, it's going to be... they're just going to lap it up like they have been for the past decade or so. And it really pains me to admit that this is the Star Wars that today's younger generation has grown up on. And it's just one of the tragedies, I think, of movie-going history. So I'm going to say skip it personally because I agree with Matt. It was one of the biggest disappointments ever as a movie fan, but for parents out there who need to throw their kids into a theater for a couple of hours, I'll say see it, I guess.
Yeah, I think that wraps up our quick picks for this week, our quick flicksy, whatever it's called, that we do. And we'll see y'all on the other side for more of these ramblings in our AL.com Friday Flick Fix Picks, the Knicks, our sports team. Bye.